Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as...
Such as Eva and Grace from Night Teeth, aka Sydney Sweeney and Megan Fox. They had more chemistry in 2 seconds of that film than everyone else did, and everyone wished that they were like Megan Fox's like champagne drink, or I think she was drinking like wine or blood or whatever, but God, I wish I was that glass.
They had chemistry with me through the camera lens. Like, I was told everybody was baited into watching that, like, because they were straight up in the trailer. But like, it's kind of like Zendaya and Dune. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it yet. No, don't say that. She's like 98% of the reason why I want to watch that.
And yet, 2% of the film.
Oh, right, no.
What up, Corona?
What's poppin', Chingona? Was good?
Good is, I guess, colder weather and rain. Things as such, therefore, too.
Such as therefore, too. Okay, you took one law class. I see you. I see this college education coming out through this mic. Good job.
I mean, I took one poli sci class. Does that count?
Yeah, it does, actually, because I think I took, like, 2 whole, like, journalism classes, and here I am.
There you go.
I will have you know I did not flunk out of journalism school. I ran out of money. A bitch was broke, so I had to switch majors to graduate quickly. Anyways, but yeah, happy spoopy season. It's every gay's favorite holiday.
This is the real Pride Month. Like, the real ones know. This is Pride Month for gays under 40.
Ooh.
For the most part.
Honestly, I think it's even for the gays over 40, because I saw a lot of like gay people out.
But I feel like they probably show out in June, you know?
Maybe. You know, because, yeah, I don't know. I actually partook this year, so I don't feel like an old gay anymore.
Was it worth it?
Honestly, like, it was a blast. Like, I forgot what it was like to be drunk in public, and so
I mean, it was always great. We're talking about the Halloween block party on Oaklawn / Cedar Springs or whatever in Dallas.
Yes. The
I used to love it. I used to love going there, and obviously I haven't been.
You mean you remember the olden days, though? You remember when they used to block off the street and used to be like a mini runway show at the beginning? You remember that, right?
I don't think I ever got there early enough.
Oh, my God. So, like, back in the day, I'm going to age myself right now. 12 years ago, when the first time I went to block party, they blocked off the street in, like, Oaklawn, Cedar Springs area in Dallas. And before, it was a little bit family friendly at the beginning, because like I would be posted up, people would be posted up with their strollers just waiting to see people in costume. And so the
now it's kind
block
of
party
back to me. You might be right, but it's like you always get blackout that night. But you
yeah.
think you're right. Like, yeah, like at first
at the beginning,
like,
though,
when there's
the
light out.
Well, like around like 7-8 ish is when,
yeah,
like it's more
aren't
family
belligerent.
People aren't belligerent yet. It's not really, the people aren't there yet, but they did block off the streets just like from jump.
Right.
And this year they didn't. Like, this year we got there pretty late, and not late, honestly, I think we got there at like old people early. So they got there like at 9:30, and the streets weren't blocked off or anything. Like, people were still driving through, and
what?
I was really confused.
That's
yes,
odd.
Dude.
Maybe it was like to try to deter it from happening or something?
Because of the COVID? I don't know, but like towards like it is super dangerous because people didn't give a fuck. They were just still walking out into the street. And then give it like 2 hours around like, I'm going to say 11 or 12. Like, the street got blocked off because people just decided it was going to be blocked off. People just started walking in the street like you're supposed to for block party. That's what it's called.
It's tradition.
But it was really awesome. Me and my friends went as Squid Games. I went as one of the soldiers because... I couldn't order anything else in time. But I had a friend that dressed up as the animatronic girl, the robot girl that was playing the red light, green light.
Yeah.
And then her fiance dressed up as a VIP, which makes sense. He's a white guy. So I love that for him. Shout out Angie and Zach. And Gloria dressed up as the guy who controls the game with the mask. She yeah. just decided to be like the hot girl version of him. And... Nice. It was a blast. Shout out to my little cousin who like picked the most iconic costume. He decided to be Orville Peck, and he didn't even know who Orville Peck was. It was just vibes. It was like, I want to be a cowboy. He made his own mask by himself. Wow. I took him to Michael's and we assembled, and I was just like, we are out here, we're doing the damn thing. So shout out to Carlitos too. Like, he was doing that. He didn't even know Orville Peck. He just vibes. And that was my second costume, so I'm really proud that I just managed to scramble that one up in the last minute. But block party, how do we explain to them? You just get drunk in the street in costume and it's fantastic, and then you know you take pictures with people who have great costumes, and that's just kind of the whole vibe.
Yeah, like, you walk back and forth and
drunk in the street,
and then you lose your friends, and then you go look for them. Yeah,
that's you end it. Up finding them again. Yeah. The wanderers
always.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you run into your own other extended family members,
and then you accidentally see like a couple of like people that like something could have been there, but then like there wasn't. And then have an existential moment, and
all the gays that you know are there probably.
And then like somehow like both of your like sneaky links show up, and then you're just like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Ooh, that sucks for you. That's messy. I love it. That sounds like a fun mess though. But any hints at what you're going to be for Halloween, or are you going to disclose that information before?
You know, I think, you know, the only reason that I'm afraid to say it is because, mm-hmm. like, it's a group costume and I don't trust my friends to go through with it.
I see. It'll be you.
Me and my friends are going as the ensemble of Arthur.
You know? Oh my God. Yeah. Are you Arthur?
I'm fucking Arthur. Yeah, of course.
I knew it. I was like, I can see you in like a cardigan sweater thing. And are you going to have the ears?
You know what? I just couldn't find the right aardvark ears. I was not going to settle for some bullshit. So I probably won't do ears unless somebody has some leads, you know, for me to find some this weekend in Dallas.
Maybe you can make them, you know, get a little crafty. I'm not
a crafty person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't do it either.
But yeah, so far we have Arthur, Brain, we have Francine, and we have Buster, and the rich girl with the ponytails.
Muffy. Yeah. Yo, sweater gang in full effect, gang.
We're really missing DW, but it's like nobody could harness her power, so we're just like, I don't know.
That's yeah. Hard. I feel like I'd make a good DW, but you know,
have the
height
going for you.
I do, and I have the anger, so I'm like,
are you gonna
I'm
wear one of those little dresses and get a bob?
I mean, I would get a wig. I don't care. It's just the dress part where I'm like, damn. But it's just Halloween. It doesn't
matter.
That's
the only reason that I think my friend Abel didn't go with that one.
Because of the dress.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to wear it, but because it's like, where do I get one of these fucking things?
You know? It's a hard one. My homegirl had to make her own, like, Squid Games girl dress. So
dude,
shout
the
out to
way
her.
That, like, crafty people are thriving during this season, dude.
Oh, my God,
people with money.
Dude, Glow made my Mermaid Man costume.
I'm sure. Damn.
She was Barnacle Boy, and I was Mermaid Man, and she made my, like, concha shell bra, and like she made my belt out of another belt. Like, she was doing the damn thing, and I was just like, yeah, I exist. That's cool. Right.
I just
put it on.
Designated driver.
This
is yeah. how you pay it back.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is fine. I got you. So, but that's yeah, awesome. I like Halloween now. I don't know. I get it now. I really like it. And you were mentioning scary movies to me, and I was like, wait, I've seen those and I like them.
I know some
also,
of these words. Yeah.
I saw a tweet, and apparently Chucky has never been called Chucky. It was called Child's Play.
Yeah, Child's Play. That was a whole series. Actually,
There's it was a new, never called Chucky?
Until now. There's until a, now. There's a series out now. It's only, the third episode comes out right now. It's currently airing as we're recording. I was watching it before this. I'm a little bit sad that I'm missing it, but it's fine. But yeah, it's called Chucky, and the same guy that did a bunch of the Child's Play movies as well as a couple of the other ones, like Cult of Chucky and shit like that, he created this film, and he's gay in real life. So, you know, having creative control and I guess being in the right fucking climate, he managed to make the main character of Chucky, other than Chucky, gay. Which is like, what?
Wow. Chucky's so progressive.
Literally, he really is, though. Did you see that? There's a
I saw
clip
that clip.
That
was real? That was a real clip.
That was a real clip.
Wow. Where he's like, I'm so glad that, like,
Chucky's
I always like Chucky.
Non-binary being canon. That's wild.
He's like, oh, yeah. And he was like, I'm not a monster. Like,
I'm not a monster.
If y'all haven't seen that clip, it was making its rounds, I think, on like TikTok or
Twitter for sure.
We'll link it. But that's so funny. Just because, like, I never knew it wasn't called Chucky. Like, this is like news to me.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I was like, wait, it's Freddy Krueger?
It was Bride of Chucky. You know what I mean? Things. It's just kind of like, yeah, like the Freddy movies. Or Nightmare on Elm Street, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were called Freddy.
Yeah. What is the other one? They're not called Michael Myers. They're called Halloween, right? Like, I don't know.
I know. My mom, I was like, wait, aren't they just called Michael Myers? Like, this is, like, that's how bad my knowledge of scary movies are. Like, my real knowledge is just, like, Leprechaun, UPN. It was UPN.
Oh, my God.
Fucking on weekends.
Yeah, playing those old-ass fucking movies. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, because that's where I watched every scary movie, because it was free on UPN
on
weekends. Yeah,
because we should be playing at 2 p.m., like, nothing.
Like, it should be playing at 2 p.m. on a Saturday while your child can watch it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
While I'm cleaning my room, yeah. Mm-hmm. But times. I was pretty excited about it. Shout out to Don Mancini. He's putting that shit in there. You know what I mean? Like, not shying away from it. So it's pretty great.
Progressive-ass Chucky. We love it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I'm excited for it. But other than that, I've also been watching a horror movie every single day, sometimes multiple.
I saw you were on Harry Potter today.
Yeah, or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Just because it's kind of a filler thing, because sometimes I'm like, I'm too tired. Like, I'm just going to throw on some random shit. And the random shit happens to be Harry Potter, and I feel like Harry Potter is Halloween. I don't know.
Spoopy. I mean, it's literally about witches and wizards. That's spoopy.
It counts, right? Yeah.
Werewolves and Dementors. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got through all the Screams. I got through all of the Halloween films, which I'll talk about a little bit later, and all the Screams. I already said that one. And I got through the first two Nightmare on Elm Streets, the second one being very gay.
I have a question. So, like, are you following, like, an unknown list, or are you just picking a scary movie every day?
I was, for at first, I was just watching all the Halloweens in order of, like, when they were released. Mm-hmm. Because what I found out is that, like, all the Halloweens, like, they have a bunch of different timelines. So, like, yeah. But I watched them all in chronological order. One of them doesn't even have Michael Myers in it at all.
What?
Yeah. Which is weird. And it didn't work, which is why they had to have Resurrection with number 4. And it was a whole thing. But there's about 12 of them now.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen the one that recently came out with Jamie Lee Curtis. Is that
Well, she's in the she's in about 5 of them.
Well, yeah, the most recent one where she came back for it.
Like the one that just came out this month?
Yeah.
The one that came out like 2 years ago.
2 years ago that she was in. I don't know if she's in this new one.
She's in this new one.
Oh, man, shout out to her in that bag. Yeah. She getting her money.
So, like, the latest ones, the one that just came out is called Halloween Kills. And it's the sequel to Halloween, the one that came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, I might not be too chicken shit to see it.
Which is the sequel to the very, very first one.
First one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird because there was in like 2010, I think, or somewhere in the 2000s, there was H20 in the 20-year anniversary of it, which was a different timeline following it, which was also with Jamie Lee Curtis, but it was a whole other timeline that got erased with this new iteration.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's kind of complicated, but actually, as much as, like, this one was just kind of a gore fest, this latest one. It was the first time that they've ever had gay characters in the entire franchise. I just watched all of these, so I think I'm not lying about this, but it's the first time that I've seen gay characters in the entire thing.
Wow.
And, okay. It was interesting. Did they live? Shout out to...
Okay.
No one lives. It's fucking Michael Myers. Like, no one lives.
Okay. I don't be watching, so I don't know. Yeah. I thought Jamie Lee Curtis survives.
She made it from the first one to the second one, you know? So when I say no one lives, I mean, like, no one that isn't Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is literally the only one that gets to live. I understand.
Jamie Lee Curtis did die in one of them. Like,
but it wasn't canon, right? Like, it was outside of the timeline.
No, it was just on a different timeline.
I love how, like, Halloween and Michael Myers is just, like, comic books. Like, oh, no, Superman died in this series. But then in this universe, Superman's chilling. And I'm just like...
In the 20 universe, she dies. Okay. But in this one, she's alive again. And she has, like, a kid and a grandkid. And it's, like, a whole thing.
Okay, multiverse. There's a multiverse in the Michael Myers world.
Because I'm pretty sure that you could find something there. There's a few of them that you just shouldn't watch. Like, the Rob Zombie ones were awful. I recommend nobody to watch them.
No one. I don't know, man. I've seen some pretty shitty horror movies in Mexico. Yeah. And I've just sat there and been like, well, I'm going to watch this whole thing.
Dude, I mean, it's like, speaking of finally seeing, like, gays in horror, like, Scream was another one that was, like, kind of a 90s baby. So finally, when the fourth one came out, naturally, they were going to have a gay character. But, you know, it's one of those, like, very self-aware type of movies. And in the whole movie, the literal movie, they were like, the only way you can survive one of these things these days is by being gay. And then that did not make you safe.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, but side note, did you at all, probably not, right? But did you see the trailer for the next Scream that comes out in January? Did we already talk about this?
No, unless we saw it together on the Patreon, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but there's like 500 Latinos in it, apparently. So this is going to be the Latinx Scream.
All right.
Comes out in January, so it's probably going to be awful. Just
We talked about this. Yeah.
We did, right?
Yeah, you said it was going to be bad because it's not even coming out on the right time. And I'm like, oh, shitos.
Well, in general, just any January releases, like, traditionally are shit. But COVID has thrown things off, so you never know. Maybe they really are just COVID behind.
That's true. I mean, people aren't even getting, like, food or their houses built. So I can see it just being kind of pushed back because of everything. Because of capitalism.
But I just hope that they were, like, smart about it. Because that's what all, like, so the Scream, like, theme has always been. It's just, like, being meta and, like, going above and beyond to break stereotypes, right? Like, it's just always like not what you're expecting.
That's interesting. I mean yeah, we'll see where, like, horror goes in the next couple of years, because a lot of people have said that not a lot of people, I saw like a TikTok, and I wish I could remember. I'm so sorry.
It's so easy to lose TikTok.
She said something about, like, how because of COVID we're going to see, like, the rise of, like, slasher movies, and I wanted your take on that. Like,
I don't see the logic in it off bat.
Or do you think it's going to be more like outbreak disaster kind of movies? Kind of movies. Because, I mean, like, like zombie movies always kind of come from that fear, right? That's what
zombies are about. I think you're going to have more, like, locked, you know, like, room, like, locked in your house type of shit, you know, like, psychological shit, mental health shit. I feel like those kinds of issues are going to come up because a lot of people have, like, internally changed. People that were extroverts or introverts, like, people that were wild and out and sharing drinks with strangers are, like, the opposite now, you know? Like, I think, like, that type of shit is where we're going. It's like along the mental health route. This is like a stretch, like, I don't know this, but that's where
we're just like throwing shit at the wall and see what's gonna happen. Like,
I'm just curious stuff about religion. I mean, Midnight Mass came out recently.
Oh, that's right.
And that was like heavy in the religion stuff, but like,
was it any good?
I mean, I think it was like, there was parts of it that were good. The acting was good. I think the writing was like too much. Like, there was too many monologues that could have not been there. But it was very well done production wise, and the actors were phenomenal. And you know, I'll say that. But the point is that like, the devil is inside you. You know, the latest Conjuring movie, like everything to do with like religion and the devil and angels. That's the kind of stuff that I'm seeing coming back into like the horror genres, and obviously throwbacks like Halloween. Like a lot of remakes are coming back. A lot of slashery stuff in that. But just because they're remakes, not because like people actually want to do it. You know?
Yeah, the nostalgia of it. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a part of the overall nostalgic remake era that we're in. But yeah, a lot of demons and angels. That's what I'm seeing right now. And I can't wait to get out of it because I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping he would do something kind of more along the lines of like, Bly Manor was really good, like overall. Like this time last year, we were talking about Bly Manor, and this year we're not even like, Midnight Mass who? Like,
that's because Midnight Mass is also like, yeah, it has like similar people in it and like similar like creators connected, but it's, I don't think it's one of those. I don't think it's a Bly Manor or a Haunted Hill House, because those were specific, right? Like specific to a house or like a place, and had like, I don't know, they just have a certain vibe about them, whereas this one was more like based on a specific book by a person. Like it had source material.
Okay, that makes sense. I haven't even tried to watch it because it's not really my thing.
I wouldn't, like, I had to do it
because I didn't hear any, you didn't say anything, so I was like, well, because like,
I was just, I'm not gonna like recommend it, I'm not gonna diss it either.
I only watched Bly Manor because of you and because of the gays. There's
a queer woman in it, and like a little bit of a storyline surrounding it, but like she wasn't a main character by any means, but it was cute to see it there, you know.
It was there. It existed.
Yeah, definitely. Halloween likes to throw a gay in everything. Which, speaking of, they threw a gay jock character in a horror film that they did called "There's Someone Inside Your House." I feel like there's just gonna be an iteration of that name everywhere. Like the call is coming from inside the house. I'm inside your house. So there's somebody that, you know, like you could go
ways with that. Yeah,
that's but this funny. One I think was like geared towards Gen Z in a way. But I don't know if it quite landed. It was really great for anybody that likes to see like those really great kills, you know what I mean? Like oh, throw somebody air and stab them like it's a fucking hibachi, like like if you're into that shit, man, you should watch this movie because it has a lot of really great
I'm concerned kills. For anyone that's like a little bit too hype about that, I'm just like, are you okay?
It's just because like,
is it all right in your
it's
mind?
It's like sports, you know what I mean? It's like,
oh, okay. It's like K-pop. Like, oh, okay, it's like Avengers.
Cool. I don't know.
It's like dance. It's like choreography for y'all. Yeah. I get it. It's just like the art of it.
It was interesting enough until the end. The end was the worst thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. But yeah. It was good enough. There's good enough inside your house. Like, it was fine. I tried to do the diverse thing, throw a gay character here, you know, different ethnicities and stuff. Like it tried. It tried a lot. Like, there's a common theme with a lot of things we're talking about today in this episode, and it's trying a lot.
There were attempts that were made.
Poor effort.
How well they were executed, I'm not really sure, but they tried. They get a gold star for trying.
Made, yeah. Precisely.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, I mean, before we get into what we're going to talk about, I want to talk about superior vampire films that actually have diversity.
What?
Those I say exist? This all the time. I say, Twilight? Yeah. No. What are you doing, Loca? I've never seen that movie.
What are you doing, Loca? Bella.
I've never
seen
that.
Where the hell you been, Loca?
I've only seen the second one.
The first one is hilarious. It's
I was
so
taken
funny.
To see it. I've never even seen the full first of Twilight. But no, Blade? Blade was real, like, POC also.
I forget that that's any vampire-y type of thing.
I just kind of like throw it in with like superheroes or like not even like it, but it's we forget that it's a vampire movie and it also has like Wesley Snipes.
It's not very horror-y, I guess.
Yeah, it's more just action-y. Like more action vampire, but it's still like a vampire movie, right? So I'll take it. Because I'm like, when I'm thinking about it, like, oh no, wait, I do like vampire movies. I've seen like Interview with a Vampire. I've seen fucking Dracula. The one with the Bram Stoker's Dracula. Like, I like vampire movies, except Twilight. I haven't seen all of it. Not because I have anything against Twilight. I know that the gays love it, but
Do they really? Which ones?
The young ones, apparently.
I'm not part of that tribe.
Yeah, I'm not part of that tribe.
I thought that we were all, like, collectively enjoying making fun of it, and I didn't think it was an actual, like, oh, we like this. I thought it was, like, I like to pretend to like this.
Oh, no. Glow had a giant poster of Jacob in her dorm room in college. but that's because her roommate was a straight girl who loved Twilight, and so she took us because she wanted to see it. And I was like, girl, I'll see anything for free. Let's go. But, like, this is when Glow had a poster of Jacob, and I was just like, that's weird. Okay.
Yeah, I get that, millennials and their youth, yeah, they liked it genuinely, but I thought that Gen Z
made fun of it
in like an ironic way.
Oh, well, maybe they do. I don't know what kids are doing.
That's what I feel.
I'm out of touch.
That's what the spirit of the TikToks
the
gives
spirit
me.
The TikToks.
It gives me irony.
I just keep scrolling because I have no idea what they're talking about. They're speaking French to me, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Je parle, bro. Like, I don't know.
Je parle, quinch, quatorze. Okay. Those are the only
Not
words
quinch,
I know how to say.
Bro, quinch. You speak Spanish.
Like. I know, but it sounds so weird. Quince. It's like, no, okay. Quince way. Like, I don't know. It's quatorze. Right. I'm like, quatorze. It's quatorze.
It's
Katots. And I'm just like, okay, bruh, like, just anyways
yeah,
no, I mean, you know, no hate to the French, though, you got a beautiful ass language. I'm just like, when you know Spanish and then you start hearing quinch, you're just like, why quinch who?
That's not what they say.
Oh, I know, but anyways, what are we gonna talk about that we hate watched?
A couple of things. I feel like this is gonna be kind of like a not a super regular episode where we get into everything like super deeply,
but yeah, no, this is not that,
because we already talked about a few things. But one thing that I kind of forced you to watch was an odd little Netflix more comedy than anything called Night Teeth.
Yeah. And it stars my baby daddy, Raul Castillo.
It doesn't star him.
He's in it for enough.
It stars Jorge Lendeborg, a Dominican guy that was in Bumblebee, that was in Love, Simon, and a couple of other things.
We love him, but
he's great.
The
actor.
Story. I don't know. and it starred two other white girls.
Debbie Ryan from that really fatphobic show about not being fat anymore.
Oh, you didn't recognize her? I never watched that show because I just heard too many horrible things. And Lucy Fry,
which I recognize the name, but I don't know who she is. But yeah, anyways.
And we got tricked by this, and the whole reason, other than Raul Castillo, the main reason, the real reason
was Raul Castillo.
No.
That wasn't the only one? Oh, okay.
I watch anything he's in, but it's when I was told Sydney Sweeney and Megan Fox were in it. Yeah. And I was like,
when I watched that trailer.
Pause.
I was sitting there with Mari, and I was like, let's just look at the trailer. Like, I don't know, maybe it'll be interesting. It's probably going to be awful. I'm probably not going to watch this. Turn it on. There's Megan Fox. There's Sydney Sweeney.
How can you not watch? They tricked everyone. They said, we're going to give you the two whitest baddies in the world. Like, the two white baddies. They gave it to us.
Two girls that will make all the queers and straights alike just flock.
Equally. We would all be there.
It would solve, the world.
Wars would end.
Yeah, because of these two bitches, yeah.
Two wonderful. I mean, and I'm really like, they were in it for a whole 5 minutes, and I was upset. And I knew it was gonna happen. I was like, they're not gonna be in this. they're not going to be in this. Because I was like, I bet you they wanted them to be the two girls that were in the whole movie, but they didn't have the budget for it. They were like, no, we can't actually afford Sydney Sweeney or Megan Fox for longer than 5 minutes.
For sure.
No, not anymore.
Megan Fox might have been a little more available. She did a shitty horror film recently.
Shout out to her. But yes, they cannot afford Sydney Sweeney. She is not in the budget.
Length of time.
No, they could afford her for the 5 minutes they had her.
It's a low budget movie that they filmed like between the hours of 2 and 5 a.m. in Los Angeles. You can tell. And like it was probably like half at a producer's house and like half at a hotel that it wasn't being used during COVID. Like, I don't know, like it was a very inexpensive film, super lighthearted type of shit, right? But I was like, oh, it stars an Afro-Latino? Interesting. Yeah. So I don't know. What did you think in a general way?
In a general way, I actually thought the attempt itself was cute. I really did appreciate it. If you suspend all belief and if you suspend all...
I mean, I think you're meant to.
Oh, yeah, vampires. Duh, right? Like, it's vampires. Like, how real. Like,
if you decide to, like, not believe in vampires.
No, but you really got to start, like, suspending all logic as well. Because, like, you really just got to let go. It's really... Once you let go, you're just in for the ride. And I think that's the point of this movie. Like, I was telling Glow, I was like, no, we don't deserve, like, good things all the time. I'm all for having some like B movie like with semi okay acting. I'm like, you know what, yeah, this was made for me. I love, like, I used to hate everything, and as I've gotten older, I've just realized, like, you know what, I don't hate everything, but I'm just gonna let things be what they are and I'm gonna enjoy this ride. So this movie was like a solid two neck bites out of five. two liters of blood. I don't know.
It was kind of like a rom-com, you know, if you put it in a different setting and
change the tone.
If you just literally take out, like, they're not vampires, like, what if they're just like, you know, like
rich
medical, like salesmen of like prescription drugs. You know what I mean? Like, what if you just like change their occupation for a second, then it becomes just a rom-com, like
a completely different movie. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, it was straight. So but I didn't feel like it was that straight. I felt like,
yeah, I really thought like they were the going two somewhere girls. Debbie Ryan and Lizzie Frey.
I think with their two characters, I think what she, like, kind of, like, I don't know, implied was that, like, they had a past. And well, even... Yeah,
because they were old. Like, these girls are, like, centuries old. So you, I mean, I think, well, like, after... Well, no, homegirl was
in this, like, from the 70s. So she's, like,
80, like 40 90. Or so.
Yeah, she's, like, 40, 50. So I'm like, okay, like, what was up with you just doing anything for her? Like, when she was like, oh yeah, she turned me, and I'm like, turned you out or what? Like, I don't
oh my god. No, but generally, like, you know what you realize being in those situations where you're turned into a vampire is that, like, nobody's really straight, you know what I mean? Like,
why would they be?
I'm sure that they knew that. But and also, like, just generally the chemistry between them and like some of the closer activities that they had,
right,
were like a little
I was sensing like they had a past and it wasn't really over, you know, like I felt like she had her girlfriend and her boyfriend, you know, like I was just like, okay, cool, like polyamorous vampires, like that makes sense, like
honestly. I feel like it's a natural progression for
if you're
them.
Alive like, long enough, you're just like, well, I'm gonna have like three boyfriends and four girlfriends in different
states. I don't
think
none of them are really like dedicated to, like, you know, the heteronormative
one. Yeah, like, why life. Would you?
Yeah, like, I don't...
Monogamy.
Like, have kids, like...
Why? Why monogamy?
Yeah.
No point in that.
It doesn't make sense in their world, yeah. So, in that way, I guess it was kind of queer. They're queer in the way that all vampires are gay.
Yeah. yeah. Same way Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt were not straight, you know, like...
But, like, solid effort on, like, bringing in Latinos in Los Angeles, something that, like, LA movie tends to forget to do. Like, you know,
and it actually looked like regular LA. Like, talk about actual regular set
Boyle Heights,
LA.
Like, Boyle Heights, like, Raul Castillo. Like, apparently Latinos are the only ones who know how to kill vampires. Like, that's pretty cool.
I'm into that. Yeah. And only, yeah. And, you know, it's only the cholo dudes. I don't know. It was kind of corny in that, like, Latina women were just, like, completely missing Latina women. Isn't that kind of like a...
Latinas are, yeah, double...
Yeah, Latinas were missing. They were not there. It was just white girls. And I'm like...
Well, there was one and then she was gone. Yeah, so,
she was gone very quickly. And then what other Latina spoke other than the abuela? Like, and you know what? I give them another extra point for the abuela. Everyone speaking really good Spanish.
Even though the abuela was... I mean, I guess, I don't know if they fully went into this, but like the abuela was like fully a Mexican lady and then her grandson a fully Dominican kid.
And then
talking
another...
about lechon and she's talking about like empanadas.
Yeah, like they're like completely talking about different cultures and I'm just like, cool, well, but she's the grandma, so you don't know who their dads are. So
yeah, I was gonna say, like, but like it was very, you know, Raul Castillo's character being his brother, like of course they had like probably some sort of different parent somewhere in there.
Yeah, either a different dad or a different, well, yeah, one or the
different
other.
Dad or a different mom, I don't know.
Yeah, something was up there, but shout out to them being, like, international in one house. Like,
yeah.
Let's throw all the types of Latinos into one house and say they can't say shit to us then. But, yeah, there was, like, not a woman other than the abuela that spoke that was, like, Latina. And I was just like, ooh, they're failing. They're failing this. They let the white girl fall in love with homeboy. Why does homeboy care about,
but
you
it's
know,
okay because she spoke Spanish, too.
Oh, God. Homeboy was really, really like making way too much happen for some vampire pussy. That's all I got to say.
He was definitely like, there were certain parts where I was like
thirsty.
Okay, first you were like ready to sell these girls out to
they were the going fucking, to kill you.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, I'm gonna go help you, me mere mortal. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
like stop.
That part was really like frustrating because I was just like, oh god, he's gonna save the white girl and she just tried to kill you and yet you're gonna save her. I was like, ew, sure. Sure, even though she kind of looks like Demi Lovato did in Sunny with a Chance, but you know, whatever.
I see that a little bit. She's also a Disney girl.
She is? Oh,
yeah,
no.
She was on a... She had her... She started her own show, and I think she was also in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody for a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
She's from that fucking meme where, like, she, like, looks... She has the hair, and she's, like, looking down, and she's, like, looking up and, like, all shy and shit.
Wait, you know that's her? That's her. The little girl?
Yeah.
Wait, that's her.
She's like biting her lip and shit. Yeah.
Yes, she's like the little kid that's like, oh my god.
Yeah, everybody made fun of for like a month.
Oh my god, she's that meme. That's funny.
My girl has gone through eras, dude. Like Disney era, that meme era, the era where she got shit for being in that fatphobic show, and now she's in like a new era where she's like a character in every other fucking Netflix movie.
It was an attempt, and I will watch anything with Raul Castillo and Sydney Sweeney just anywhere near a screen because that man is beautiful and she's like the most fine woman I've seen in a long time. Like, oh my god.
Oh. Yeah, Lord, I mean, Jesus. You know, it's a movie that at the end of the day is on Netflix and was created by white people, so it's pretty white, and it has like it was teetering on a place where I was like, oh, you guys are, this is like low-key white supremacists, like what's going on right now.
But
you know, it wasn't a deep enough movie to even get into that, like, because it's such a like surface
very
level
surface
like movie, like about territories. Like this could have been a movie about the territories that our parents fight for in Mexico. I don't know, like
los terrenos.
Los terrenos.
No. That would have been interesting, honestly. A family fighting over terrenos that turn into vampires. You know, I said it first. I said it here first.
I'm
I want
gonna edit this
10%.
Out. I'm
gonna
bleep it all
I want
out so you can 10%.
Yeah, no, you're good. I don't care. I just would want someone to make right, that. Cool. Yeah, no fucks given.
That shit's so funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, for what it was, if I think about it and like I reduce it to what it is, right? Like,
a fucking
like shitty lighthearted movie that you can hate watch, I would still give it a full cafecito and a half because I think it could have. I think like some of it was like,
yeah,
like
the
why?
Rom-com parts of it were like, whoa,
no, I don't mind that shit. But it's just like, you know, I don't know. Some of it felt like a little bit of a cop out. But it was a funny watch while you eat some food and have a few beers. So
while you eat some Get Pika candy, it's something you do while, you know, you eat some candy from Get Pika candy.
Some gummy bears with some chopsticks, you know, or as some the Lord intended.
Watermelon rim dip with your seltzer, with your beer, if you drink beer.
Michelada.
Although, and you can also have it without beer. That's also an option. That's all I'm saying. Anyways. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's my rating, I think. Just because I still don't regret watching it.
You know, I don't either. It was like, you know, if you guys got nothing to do, you just want to, you know, zone out and look at Sydney Sweeney and scroll to TikTok. Yeah, you know, it's cute. It's cute. There was an attempt, and sometimes...
And I see it.
Sometimes, you know, diversity for diversity's sake, you know, doesn't suck too much.
It's not the worst.
Not the worst. It's okay. It's like, all right, you know, whatever.
I didn't hate it. As opposed to the next fucking thing I'm talking about.
Holy fuck.
Oh, Lord.
Like that?
Never seen anybody fuck up a show so bad. Sorry, I'm getting
ahead of myself. I'm excited. I love when you shit talk things. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
You know, and I'm getting like more and more like wary of doing things like that because, you know, I see how hard it is to get
it's
a show
still,
done.
It's still really hard.
I see how hard it is to get something greenlit. Obviously, like with this everything that's going on with IATSE, I believe it's the acronym, mm-hmm. with the assistants in Hollywood. I know,
and
I've been on those sets and been on there for like 12 plus hours.
We're not shitting on the hard work. We're shitting on the executive production level decision making, not
going,
the people
like,
that are working
that, like,
their asses
just, like,
off.
You know, I know that it's hard to like even put together a good, you know. The whole thing is hard. When you see a really good show, there's a reason they make a lot of money.
Magic.
It's not easy.
Fucking magic.
It's not easy at all. So, just I guess I just wanted to say
that.
We're
not shit on.
I mean, I'm
not
shit on.
Shit on
the show.
No, bit, shit on. Just, you know, point out the things that they're...
I want you guys to know that I still get it. And if I was on that show working on it, I would be like, you know what? There's good parts.
No, and you're going to discuss the good parts too, you know?
I'm not.
Oh,
but,
wow. Okay.
Because there isn't any.
Oh!
that I can see. Maybe they can see something
well,
that I can't
see.
Well,
you know,
shout
out to the people that, like, woke up every day and did their job, though.
Yeah, you get the people worked hard on it, and I know that. This is a series made from a movie called I Know What You Did Last Summer, which I actually rewatched.
It's bad. Oh, no.
And the movie, you know, if you go back and watch the movie's not that good either, to be honest.
Oh, okay. A Gossip Girl situation.
You know, not the greatest thing in the world. Like, not a source material that I personally would have been, like, super, like, up my ass about keeping to. Mm. But they apparently are for some reason. And
oh, Lord.
Good
for them.
So
good for them. Hey.
This is on Amazon Prime. By the way, if anybody wants to see it, it's not even all the way through, like, but after the first episode, I knew, after the first 10 minutes, I knew, the first 5 minutes, I knew
five minutes.
I was getting into. Yeah, because it's so immediate, you can see, like, what the fuck is this, you know?
Oh, no.
And you can also see what they were going for.
No, not 5 minutes into it.
Yeah, I think like, maybe even less, I don't know, but... Yeah, so they tried to do the thing. They tried to make everyone a little queer. You know, they have the diversity except for the lead, who is a twin. There's two white girls, and that's a whole thing. But the general thing that I have seen in this show that has been the worst of it all is this like problematic bi portrayals.
No, not the bi. It's not again.
They're just going after them.
They keep shitting on them. They need to stop.
It's just, like, not good. But they... And then, yeah. God, I don't even know where to start. Like, the acting isn't good either. Like, not to be a bitch, but, like, it's not the greatest
thing
ever.
They need to work on it, you know?
And well, I think also, like, I don't know what the setup was. Like, maybe this was a rushed thing. Maybe, like, the script went through changes. I can tell you right off the bat that the writing wasn't great either. And like, because like, it's written like, these are kids, right? Like, these are mm-hmm. kids that like, they're in like freshmen. They're not kids, they're like adults, I guess, technically, but they're in their last year of high school at the beginning, and then it flashes forward to their first year of college, like that summer. So
they did that right, at least they're in college.
Yeah, they're technically all 18 or whatever.
All right, we love that.
But
at least
it's like fucked up, like none of mm-hmm. them, like it's trying really hard to be young, and it's awful. The way that they speak is awful, like they didn't consult a single person under 30. Like, it's not good at all. They don't know how anyone speaks. I don't think anybody's ever been on TikTok. The worst part, and sorry if it's a little bit of a spoiler, I don't think it's that much of a spoiler, but there's this one kid who like is teetering on whether or not he's gay during the high school time, and then when he flashes forward, it turns out like a year later he's a year out of high school. He's dating his coach from high school.
What?
And like, there's like this whole like spiel about how like they'd been seeing each other while he was still in high school, but they waited to be together until he was 18. Like, they're romanticizing it.
No, and like, that's so gross.
Yeah, and then they're like, this dude like left his wife and kid to be with him and like stopped paying child support.
What?
And they're like still romanticizing this relationship between them. It's awful, dude.
Oh, God. That's so creeper. Like, you have a wife and child. That means you're old enough to, like, you're at least 30-something.
Maybe, like, mid-20s.
Ew, still, though. Like, what are you having home with a 17-year-old?
But you're, like, this kid's coach, you know? Like,
ew. What are you going to talk about? Like,
you met in
crayons or something? Like, I don't, homework that one of you is only doing? That's so weird.
That you assigned him? Like,
you assigned him the homework, and, like, that's not hot. I'm sorry. Like, when you're, like, a stupid little squinklet, like,
and the whole time they're talking about, like, oh, the coach is so hot. The coach is so hot. I'm so happy for them. It's like,
ew.
What are you talking about right now?
No.
Yeah, it's
okay,
not
I see what you mean. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Already.
And then there's also, it's like, I can't even get into all the horrible bi stuff, because there's this character who's like, who makes it, you know, like just puts a really bad name on like people who are bisexual, because she's kind of like, I don't even know how to say it like in a respectful way. Like,
she's not actually bisexual.
And like, yeah, that, or like acting like she's not and then acting like she is, and then just kind of like playing everybody and like screwing people over, and it's just like a whole thing.
Lord.
Yeah, the vibes stuff is just all a mess right now. And then like, it tried to stay true to the original like movie in all the wrong ways, in all the ways that make you think like, why did you even go there? Like, and then there's like a weird side storyline about cults. Like, none of it makes sense. By the way, all of this is based in Hawaii. And
what? Like, what?
Yeah.
They shouldn't, no one should be in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they all like live there or whatever. They did have a couple of,
they're not actually shooting there, are they?
I think they might be, to be honest.
Gross. No.
But they do have maybe a couple of like probably actual Hawaiian people. I'm not even,
you know, solidarity to the actual Hawaiian people. We're sorry that like, I mean, I'm not going over there, but you know,
yeah,
to everybody else, that
yeah,
sucks.
It's like it's a whole fucking thing, but they don't even bring up anything along those lines. Like, gonna out myself a little bit here, but I watched a couple of episodes of a new show called NCIS Hawaii, and they're actually trying, you know what I mean? They're trying to like bring up issues of like what happens
indigenous
in, like,
land
Hawaii and, you know, like, yeah, like actual native people
stolen
there,
ass
and, like,
land, yeah.
I think just any like just generally like bringing it up, not ignoring it like they are in this show. So I don't know, I just wanted to shit on I Know What You Did Last Summer real quick, because it's just like, damn, like how do you go so wrong, and why do I keep watching it?
Is it, oh god, I might just watch it because you said it was so bad. Now
it's like, I want you guys to watch the first 5 minutes of it and just like see if you see what I see.
Oh, I, you know me, I will be right there with you on what you see. But I'm probably going to watch it the same way I still watch the L Word.
God, you know, I still haven't seen the season finale.
You haven't seen the season finale?
No, I haven't gotten myself.
You know,
to do
the
it.
Best thing about the L Word is literally their daughter. She is the best part of that show. Great. She does the best acting.
I wish her relationship was better. Like,
keep watching.
Okay,
it gets.
I'll give it up.
Yeah, keep watching because our little baby.
I'm only one. Like, just the finale is the only thing I haven't seen.
And Work in Progress was really cute. I haven't finished the season finale for this season, but
I haven't seen any of it. But
dude,
the second season,
I'm telling you, it did everything I wanted the first season to do. That's Work in Progress season two. It's just so much better. She's like self-aware, and it's great. You got to watch season two of Work in Progress. Yeah. Actually worth it.
But you know what really raised the bar for all of these fucking horror things that came out trying to be diverse this year was Fear Street. Like,
they did that shit. They did that shit.
Imagine if that had come out like 3 weekends in a row in October. Like, we would have lost our shit, dude.
It would have had a way more profound effect right now.
Yeah, but I am glad that I got it before. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. But like, yeah, it would have had all these other films in a chokehold. I think maybe like how Netflix just like overextended itself and was like, we need to like do this a little early because we have a bunch of other shitty films coming out later.
I guess they probably didn't think it was going to be what it was. I think that's what happened because they were like,
I don't
let's
know,
just
they invested in three whole movies. I think they must have known there was something there.
But why release it so early instead of like during like October, which would have been a perfect time?
I think. Because they already had, like, these other ones. They had Night Tea, There's Someone Inside Your House, Midnight Mass. They had so many other things.
And yet those aren't doing what... They aren't giving they're what they're supposed to give, you know?
Yeah. They're not. But I think... I don't know. Maybe they just knew that, like, this was a good enough thing that would make it without having to be in October.
That's true. And First Street, I actually enjoyed. Like, the very first one... That entire scene, those kills inside that grocery store were iconic. And I don't just say that, like, lightly. Yeah. Like, the whole, like, first
That's what
movie.
I mean. That's what I was talking about earlier with, like, iconic kills or whatever.
You're just like, what in the world?
Yeah, like, some of them, it's like, where did you even come up with that, like, type of shit?
And I love, sidebar, that character they killed off in Fear Street. She's a twice stand, too. So I was just like... Hold up now, bestie. What's up, bestie? Anyways, but yeah, like, I get it now. And I think I've always understood it. I think maybe I don't like devil movies like you're talking about. And I always associate scary movies with, like, The Conjuring because, like, I don't like movies that are, like, satanic because I'm just like, no, I don't fuck with that. And I don't fuck with ghosts. Blair Witch Project fucked me up because I saw it way too young and I didn't understand.
Yeah, just found footage, you know. That really got to people.
I was like 9, dude, and I thought it was real for like the longest time until like I was,
so
and I was
the
9.
Actors. Did you hear about all that?
I was 9, dude. Like, I really believed that there was like Blair Witches. Like, I was scared of witches until I was like maybe 14 when I was like, oh, that was fake. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Like, that was the whole thing about it. It was like, oh, we're going to go around and we have video cameras. Readily available, we're gonna see some things, we're gonna see some shit we shouldn't see.
Yeah, like found footage stuff. Then that was like one of the most popular of its kind, and the first time I had seen like a found footage scary thing. So I was like, it's scarier when you can't see it, you know. And I'm just like, oh no, I don't fuck with it.
I still want you so badly. I want you to watch that one Paranormal Activity,
the one in the hood.
Yeah, the one that I showed you the trailer of in our Patreon exclusive episode.
because
I said, you can watch it up until the point where you're too scared
and then stop,
because it's like, because it goes up in levels, right? Like, it starts out very lighthearted and then just kind of like levels up all the way.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I watch creepy shit. I've seen The Exorcist when I was really young, and it was just funny to me. Carrie wasn't scary. Carrie wasn't scary.
Really shitty, you know?
Oh yeah, it was funny.
Now it's like a little, it's just a little too real.
Yeah, it's like, nah, am I here with y'all? Or like in the darkness, I don't fuck with that. Like, but, well, I'm gonna watch it probably, actually. Just maybe... Maybe I'll, like, have to watch The Devil Wears Prada immediately after to try to get it out of my mind, you know? Because I need something, kind of comfort movie.
It is a comfort movie for me, so I can't even...
What? I love that that's your comfort movie. Mine's The Devil Wears Prada.
Like, cute little abuelas in it, and, you know, like the vibes of being a young Latino kid or whatever, Latinx kid, going around people's houses and just like meeting people and fucking around.
I see what you mean. It's very like, it takes you to your youth.
Yeah.
I get it. It's very YouTube in 2012, you know? I can get into that. I like YouTube in 2012. Less commercials. I don't remember there being... Were there commercials? Maybe not.
Who knows?
The ancient fun times.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I've been having a good time with all this horror movie shit, you know? This is my shit.
It's your shit.
Even the hate watching stuff.
I can't wait till Christmas because then I can start pretending to be cold without dying. it's just, you know, cute cold, cute fantasy cold, not the real cold that we're going to experience soon. But, you know, just cute. That's when I do my rewatches of like the Devil Wears Prada and like, I don't know, another Christmas. I haven't seen Love Actually in years. Maybe I'll watch Carol and try to give it a chance, but you know.
You're making a lot of promises right now.
I'll try, but Passing is coming, and so I'm ready. I've been rereading Passing for like, I don't know, a week. And have you been reading Passing?
It's on my hold on my library app, but it hasn't come through yet.
Okay, it's on Spotify if you want to listen to
like,
it.
I don't like audiobooks.
I understand. I only do it because, like, I have to be on, like, the computer all day working, so I can't, like, physically just stop what I'm doing to read.
Yeah. No, so. I can't do it. Plus, I'll get distracted. I don't know.
Dude, have you... there's, like, this book thing, The Things We Lost in the Fire. It's, like, spoopy. It's spoopy season kind of book. You should read it.
I've never heard of it. You'll have to give me more information.
Yeah, like it's a bunch of like short stories that are all spoopy, and
I don't usually read my spooky. I like to watch my spooky.
I understand. Because this is actually like dark. I don't know how I can read that, but I don't want to watch spoopy movies because this shit's heavy. This shit's like fucked up. Like you need like 10 hugs afterwards because you're just like, oh no, that's real, that happened. She's like a Chilean writer, Argentinian writer, something like that.
I listen to like pretty hardcore true crime podcasts. You do. So it's
you'll like it. You really like this. Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll send you what it's called and you can read it after Passing because, you know.
Yeah, I have been reading a lot though. A lot of things have come through off of hold. I read like this, there's like two books that were back to back. They're kind of like old. It's not old, like it was written a long time ago, but like it was from like in the 1950s and 60s. Like a lesbian spy. So,
ooh, so those have been pretty fun. I love it. It's kind of like the Price of Salt kind of genre of books.
I haven't read that, but yeah. I know
it's so much better than Carol. I might just reread that instead of like watching Carol.
yeah
so good.
However, you know, but yeah, I've been into that kind of thing lately.
I finished reading that one problematic ass movie that hasn't even come out yet, and I'm calling it problematic only because at least Luis Manuel Miranda's involvement in I believe
which one
it's he's gonna executive produce and try to make it a movie. It's Dante and Aristotle Discover the Mysteries of the Universe. It's like a YA book, but it was actually really good. It was about two Latinos that fall in love, and it's really cute.
I mean, executive producer, I mean,
hopefully.
Kinda, like, it sounds like he's already involved, but he's probably not, you know?
He did the audio for the book.
No, but like, you know.
Hopefully he doesn't do more. Yeah, I don't want it to be a musical. Like, no, fuck no.
Oh my god, I
would burn the whole thing down. I would never watch it because that would be an insult to that book. But it was really good. It was really good. I think I cried. Maybe.
I think the last thing I have to say for the podcast today is that I enjoyed Dune.
I'm glad you did. No. I'm going to give it a watch. I've been trying to watch it for like, I've just been so busy. Been trying to watch it since Friday, but nothing. Ooh, you need to watch My Name. the K-drama on Netflix. Anyways.
Or do I really, like, do I, I've been wondering.
It's not like, gay, but it's gay because it? It's, no, no, but like, but Han So-hee is so fine and she's beating people up and I'm just like, I'm really there.
Good though? Like a good story?
It, or like... It's pretty fucked up and traumatic. Like the girl can't catch a break for 1 minute, but she does some badass fighting and you know me. When the fighting seems right, I'm there. And the way that
like
they're
something that's like Squid level good, like
it's pretty damn good. Like she's, it's a mystery, right? But she's just being like hot in it, dude. She's just being like hot. She's wearing like leather, riding motorcycles, beating up men. Like what more can you ask for?
Sometimes I can ask for more than just.
I mean, I understand, yeah, but I'm just like. Me, my bare minimum is, like, a badass chick who's, like, beating up dudes. And it looks, like, semi-realistic, even though it's super fake. I don't care. And it's Han So-hee. Okay, she's, like, it's Nabi. Nabi's beating up dudes now? Like,
wait, it's not Nabi, like, from...
Yeah, Han So-hee. Nabi from Nevertheless is in this.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I and like she has, like, gay rumors in real life. So I'm, like, yeah. I'm interested. I'm interested to see her, like, butch side. And this is her butch side. So, anyways... Okay. I recommend y'all watch My Name on Netflix with Han So-hee, Nabi from Nevertheless. That's bae. But yeah, anyways.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Our latest Patreon was really fun. You guys should go listen to that if you're on our Patreon or if you want to join it at patreon.com/CYC podcast. We'll link it in our description and our website. As well as all the random shit that we talked about in this episode, we're going to have show notes on our website, governorlychinganas.com. And I think that's it. We also have some merch and a few other things. And you can find us at CYC Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, on which we do respond and stuff. Mm-hmm. And on my personal MYTE Panda on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Fried Papita on Twitter. Go follow me. I'm Gabrona on Instagram. You look like a person, I'll accept you. If you're not a person, then I'll block you. Or a man, I'll block you. But anyways, have a great day. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.